Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last
Americans.
We are the last
Americans.
We are the last
Americans.
Yo, 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 yo!
Yo, yo!
Oh, I gotta turn down my stream.
Oh, shit.
What up, brother?
Welcome to the show.
Brother Christopher, how is it going?
It's going, man.
Yeah?
We survived.
I always like it when I listen to these shows or I watch these shows where there's like, they call each other brother. Like,
oh, yeah?
Brother David, Brother Christopher, how are we doing? Yes.
I don't know if I've ever called anyone just brother.
Yeah.
Brother, except, I mean, I've never even called my brother brother. I've never said, hey, brother.
Hey, brother, what are you doing? Yeah, it's actually funny because my daughter and my youngest son both call my oldest son brother.
Like,
that's
really?
His name. Brother.
Oh, that's weird.
Hey, brother.
Well, anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. Everybody, if you're not on Patreon, this show is live for our Patreon members.
Hell yeah.
They are in the chat. We can see them right now. So if you are watching this and listening to this, and you're not on Patreon, you should get on Patreon.
Yeah, get on Patreon. You can chat it up right here. I see Whitney, Miss Cupcake. We got Banielson. He keeps on changing his name up on me. So I'm like, what's going on here?
Ban's Beer Can.
Okay.
Which
wasn't
is
he like a
usually not
anal fiddler or something not too long ago? Anal prober?
Something.
I don't know. So did you watch the Super Bowl, I take it?
No.
You didn't?
I didn't.
Okay, I thought you would just like, because I know you don't like football, but I thought you just watch it just to watch it.
No, I don't think I've ever watched a Super Bowl.
Jeez-o, okay.
I just was online.
Not just have it on in the background?
No. I just, I just seen everything going on online and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Cause
it was like the Chiefs won.
Well, no
surprise there.
No. Taylor Swift won the Super Bowl.
Oh, you're right. Yes.
Every time I seen any clip, no matter where the clip was coming from, whether it was from just some Joe Blow on Instagram or whatever, or like a sports fucking page, every single clip that was going on, no matter what was going on, they always did a flash shot to Taylor Swift.
Yep. Especially after like Travis Kelce caught the ball, it would always just go like Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift. We got to see what her reaction is.
Like what? Like they were having a conversation at one point in one of the videos I seen about something else, and all of a sudden it just shot to Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, "What is this? She has nothing to do with what's going on right now."
Yeah, it's like, boy, oh boy, Mahomes looks like he's really tight in the hamstrings. Oh, there's Taylor Swift,
but Taylor Swift chugs a beer.
Oh, yeah, bro. Yeah, and then Ice Spice did the double horns and then choked herself with her freaking... Like her upside-down cross necklace.
I didn't know who that chick was until recently. And I, because we also do, me and Dave do the reaction channels. And her, like, music videos are massive on YouTube. But
I've
never heard of her anywhere else besides there.
Well, she blew up because she did, like, she's done like 9 or something songs with Taylor Swift or something.
Oh, yeah.
But the big one was Karma. Mm. And that song blew up in the summer of 2023. And yeah, she joined the freaking witchcraft, dude.
It looks like it.
Yeah, she did. So I don't know. I mean, she was wearing Balenciaga and all that stuff. And there was a lot of, well, the reason why I asked if you watched Super Bowl is because the commercials. You know what I mean?
Oh, I did see the RFK one.
Okay. Yeah, not
the one
my fave.
The one that was kind of like the Kennedy.
Yeah,
Kennedy,
right.
Kennedy.
Look at my family. Look at where I was coming from.
I don't know, like where he. Like, I'm sure he was obviously just playing off the name Kennedy.
But, oh, absolutely.
And he did kind of an old school video-esque montage with it to like represent the name. But other than that, there wasn't any kind of message with it.
No, it was just like, vote for me. I'm not Trump or Biden. Yeah. Even though, you know, I'm like pro carbon tax and, you know, I'm pro Israel and all this stuff. I mean, you know, to each their own. But the main takeaway from all the commercials for me was UFOs and aliens.
Really?
Tons of UFOs and aliens. The first commercial coming out of the you know, the game was a promo for or a trailer for the new what's the like where they're all silent, the movie where they're all silent and then the aliens like a quiet place.
Yes.
Yeah. So this was the beginning. So it was like day one of when the aliens came down and landed. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay.
And right after that, it goes to the second commercial, which has a transport portal and it's sucking football players through it. And it's like, that's a transport portal.
A transport portal.
Yeah, like what CERN is opening up over in Switzerland.
Oh. You know? So have you ever seen the movie Tomorrow War?
With Tom Cruise?
No, it has Chris Pratt.
Oh, yes. Yes, I have.
I think it's called Tomorrow War, right?
I think so. Something like that. That's how they fall through the trap thing.
That's how it, like the soldiers or whatever from the future come back to recruit people is like this huge portal opens up in the middle of a football field.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And like, so it's one of those things where I was like, okay, well, so they're talking about aliens. They're talking about portals. Literally every commercial break, they had something about aliens being like probing humans, abducting humans, flying over the city. There was contact.
Really?
So I'm thinking because the word on the street is that the Super Bowl, the commercials set the trend for the entire year to come.
Okay.
So I'm thinking we're going to make some alien contact this year.
Ooh. Maybe.
Which kind of goes to one of the articles that I brought today.
Oh, okay.
Because.
Oh, this military one here, right?
Yeah. And you know what? Like, I first, like, instinct, don't believe this kind of stuff when I hear it. But I think it's interesting because I think that there's a lot of people who do believe that when they hear these whistleblowers coming out of like the military specifically or like the CIA or government branches, you know, it just makes me go, I don't know. But then again, they would be the ones that would see this kind of stuff, right?
Well, yeah,
they'd be
exposed to it. Who else would be? I mean, is there if a whistleblower just came from fucking nowhere, would he be more credible?
Right.
Like,
you know what I mean?
It'd almost be like, yeah, how much do you trust some of the whistleblowers? But I mean, if they're coming from the military, you kind of have to trust them a little bit more.
Or, yeah, just like take it with, hey, this guy actually has credentials and he's not just some crazy dude drinking a Bud Light on his deck.
You know? Yeah. I just saw this thing go down and it come fucking.
It tried to suck me up inside of it.
Yeah, sucked me up.
Yeah. So anyway, I saw this article like right after the Super Bowl and all this alien symbology stuff. And I'm going, what?
Okay.
So it says multiple U.S. military whistleblowers. Okay. Oh, not so just multiple one, multiple. Reveal how a disc shaped UFO intercepted a nuclear missile and disabled it with laser beams in the middle of the air over California.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So this.
So there was a nuclear missile going over California?
That's what my like first concern was. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
where
well,
is
how
this
was,
thing going?
How was that not news?
Yeah, like what? Huh. Like were they, was this like going to land on California or was this being transported from California? Like, I don't get it, but.
Okay, so did they just word this weird? So did it intercept a nuclear missile while it was in its bay or silo or whatever, and the UFO was midair over California?
Well, so that's what I don't know, because when they say disabled, that means it was
active,
currently active,
right?
And it was being launched, right?
Yeah.
So they were saying that this video was taken on September 15th in 1964, but has gone missing. What? Like, how does that happen? So apparently this UFO disabled this nuclear warhead during a routine test. Okay. Whatever. Okay.
So wait, when was this routine test? In the 60s?
Yeah, 64, 1964.
Okay.
But they claim that the video in question was, it captured this saucer shaped craft that was circling this unarmed dummy warhead.
Oh, yeah.
So it says unarmed.
Yeah, so it was probably not nuclear. It was like what they would use for the
routine
rocket
testing.
To have a nuclear payload. This one didn't have the payload.
Okay.
I would assume.
But they said that it was shooting four beams of light into the warhead and then it disabled it. So
their art representation here only shows one beam of light.
Oh, really? Is that what it's showing?
Yeah. Well, their little picture that they made here.
Oh, they made some sort of, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. There it is. Yeah. And it's like outer space, too. It's like, yeah. No, this was over California, bro. But it was traveling at 8,000 miles per hour. So I'm going like, dang, dude. Like,
I figure like a rocket, rockets have to go fast, right?
Absolutely. So. And so for this thing to capture and like just spin around it, you know, and shoot lasers at it, it immediately reminded me of the missing airline flight, the Malaysian flight, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Like how that story was coming back.
Yeah.
Well, so there was that video of those things that were going around it, kind of shooting lasers at it, looking like they were trying to either disable it or like just float it towards a certain direction. But that video got kind of debunked. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to say it's not true, but unfortunately.
So are the alien and fake alien invasion thing going to start back up again? Is that what's going to happen?
I think so. I think I think eventually they want to bring aliens into the religion realm. You know, because like the Vatican has been studying the stars with the Lucifer telescope for a long time.
Yeah.
And I think that they know something that we don't know. There was actually the guy who's in charge of the telescope at the Vatican. He came out saying that one day humanity will worship aliens. And he worked for the Vatican. So it's like, that's kind of odd to say when you work for the Vatican.
Yeah, but then you got to ask, like, what interpretation are they talking about as far as aliens? Like, are they saying, like, just foreign people as aliens? Or are they saying, like, outer space aliens? And as far as we know, as far as, like, other people have said, there's a bunch of different kinds of outer space aliens.
Right.
So we're just going to worship all of them as a whole?
Yeah, exactly. Like, which one specifically? Are they good or are they bad? And it is kind of weird that, you know, you had this symbology at the Super Bowl. You have this story coming out right afterwards. And last week, you just had on Netflix the 4-part documentary about the Raelians.
Oh.
Who are the UFO sex cult. So they worship aliens. They actually think that the Elohim and the Bible were clones of us, like just aliens out in outer space. They came here and seeded the population. And now that is coming up again. And I think that that's going to be the new religion that they try to push on everybody. Like with this one world government, one world religion. I think that's the Raelians are it.
I mean, it is interesting. Like why it's weird that this article would come out in 2024 about something that happened in the 60s.
I know. And it's like, it's introducing this idea of the capabilities, right? Because I'm going like, okay, so what's the main takeaway of this? And it is that the UFO wanted to disarm a nuke, right? Mm-hmm. That's the main, I mean, that's the title pretty much. And so when you're thinking about that, you're going, okay, well, so is this UFO, whatever's flying that, is it peaceful? Maybe that's why it did this?
Oh, and it just does. It doesn't want to risk us doing something stupid,
right?
Yeah,
because that's like the word, like right after the bombs went off in World War II, that's when people were saying that aliens really started coming to this planet. Like it kind of sent a signal out there when they go, "Whoa, you know, we saw this big mushroom cloud, and we're going, wait a second, what are these guys doing over there?" You know. So I,
which
I
means
don't know.
They would have to, if they are real, which I believe they're real, they would have to have been close by to begin with, to see something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you know, big, well, or they have equipment that's capable of detecting that stuff within ranges that we don't really think that is close, but maybe distance isn't really a thing for them because they can travel so fast.
So they're just listening in on their little radio devices and going, man, this fucking human race is popping off like a bunch of drunken cowboys over here. We need to fucking do something to intervene, like, now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like when someone falls down a set of stairs, you go, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
And then you like, you got to look all over. Oh, it looks like it came from Earth. Oh, boy, that looks messy. You know, we got to get down there and do some stuff. So I don't know, like it was just, it's very strange. And you know, when this military UFO stuff comes out, I tend not to believe it, but then it goes back to like the argument that Dave always says, you know, it's like, well, where do you draw the line? Like, who are you going to believe? Like, will you ever believe anybody then at this point?
Yeah. No, I mean, then, and that makes sense. At some point you got to believe somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to be telling you the right shit at some point.
Yep. So I don't know. Yeah. And, you know, this article goes into David Grush. It goes into Luis Elizondo. And, you know, there's just those guys. I don't really know if they're telling the truth, but a lot of people seem to think that they are. So I don't know.
The other thing that was weird about with the Super Bowl, which you actually did a video about this earlier, put out a video on your Strange Sauna channel about Biden's little ex tweet like right after the Super Bowl's over.
Yeah, dude,
like with the laser eye things, and he's like, just like we wrote it or whatever he said.
Yeah, it's like just like we scripted it or something like that, right?
Are you confirming that it's all fake?
Yeah, well, so like the Morning Joe, like you know, whatever the fuck that talk show,
yeah,
like Morning Joe with whatever her name is, they said that he was just trolling. You know what I mean?
Trolling who?
The MAGA supporters. Because MAGA supporters are the only ones that think that the NFL is rigged. And I'm like, that doesn't make sense because most MAGA supporters love NFL. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If I'm thinking like Republican, love the country, they love the NFL too. So they're not like questioning all this shit. Yeah. It's typically like, yeah, there it is. Joe Biden, just like we drew it up. And it's Dark Brandon, bro.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to me, like, yeah, you can say that that's trolling and whatnot. First of all, I don't think Joe Biden's running his fucking X account at all.
Oh, probably not, dude. That guy doesn't even know where he is most of the time.
No.
I just seen a video of him introducing, like, he was at a podium speaking. I don't know where he was or when this video was. I was scrolling through and it was there. But he like is talking at the podium and he like introduces this other guy, and the other guy goes to walk up and he like, oh, and the other guy like sneaks in and turns the page on the podium real quick. And then Joe Biden stands on one side and then he's like looking around and he moves over to the other side. He looks back over where he came from and taps the guy on the shoulder like this and walks back to the other side and just is like looking around. Like he doesn't know where the fuck he's supposed to be.
No. Yeah, I mean, he was blind 4 years ago. Remember, he was walking.
Oh, yeah.
The Secret Service was like going one way, he was going the other way. But even like Hillary Clinton's coming out now concerned about Joe Biden's age. And so it's like, okay, so the plan is in motion.
Yeah.
They're going to get rid of Biden.
He's gone one way or another. Whether it's 25th Amendment, whether it's he drops out on his own, whether it's he's just gone from the planet. whatever it is. One way or another, I think he's on the way out.
What if he gets abducted by aliens? That's how they bring this in, dude.
That's the fake alien invasion, is they just take the president.
We have your leader.
We have.
We go, just fucking take him.
Yeah, everyone just be like, you. No, you can have that one.
Like, oh, okay, well, have fun. enjoy your time, Joe.
Good luck. You guys aren't going to learn much from that one.
Yeah, right. So, I don't know. I mean, like, to finish up with the Super Bowl talks, you know, it was a good game. It was entertaining. It was the second Super Bowl ever to go to overtime.
Yeah, I did see it went in overtime.
Mm-hmm. But what I think that they're really doing, and even, like, they had a little infographic with, like, AI. They had Tom Brady, who's notoriously known as the GOAT, the greatest of all time, okay, because he's won so many Super Bowls, so many AFC champions, all this stuff. He's known as the greatest quarterback of all time, right?
Yeah.
Now, he said they had this infographic that he was carrying this torch, and it was like this little character, you know, a cartoon, and he passed it off to Patrick Mahomes, and then Patrick Mahomes was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because this was the Chiefs' second Super Bowl in a row, back-to-back, and a lot of people are saying that they're going to win next year, and it's the first three-peat. So three years in a row.
How are people already saying that they're going to win next year?
Well, I mean, I think Taylor Swift has a lot to do with it. There's that angle.
I seen somebody say something like when they showed a picture of like them down on the field hugging or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was like, they were like hugging, but talking. And their caption was, "All right, babe, contract's up."
Yeah. Right. Contract's over.
Contract's over. That's, the Super Bowl's done.
I want to know, because there was talks that Kelce was going to propose to Taylor Swift on the field, right? Mm. He was going to just drop the knee and be like, "Here you go, baby. Let's do this right now."
Instead, he started singing Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah, horribly.
Viva Las Vegas!
Almost like, wow, that's not a good look. But hey, you know, he was excited.
He was in the moment.
He was in the moment, you know, like acting like it wasn't rigged. It was like, this is beautiful. You know, we earned this, really, like purely. So I think that it is very strange. There was a couple of 13s. Remember how we talked about the significance of 13? And Nicole just brought up 13 on our chat here.
Oh, yeah.
So we talked about this.
Lot of.
Right? You know, like Taylor Swift, the 13s, like the flight from Tokyo to Las Vegas was 13. This is her 13th game. She's blah, blah, blah. She's obsessed with the number 13. So halftime comes around and it was 10-3. So that's 13 people noticed. And the halftime show, Usher performed for 13 minutes. All right. And at the end of the game, when they went to overtime, when the Chiefs got the ball, it took them 13 plays to win.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yes, sir. Very strange. So I'm just saying.
It is weird when shit lines up like that. Like,
or is it planned?
Well, true.
You know? Because, like, you can control the performance. You can say, okay, hey, 13 minutes, you're off. We're pulling the plugs, dude. Like, you won't have any electricity after 13 minutes. But 13 play drives, like, you have to script that in order for it to happen like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Because everything, not even though you have the ball and you can run these plays, you're not, you know, I mean, there's another team, there's refs. Like, it would have to be super coordinated to get you to.
Yeah.
Have 13 plays to win.
And honestly, like, regardless of the whole 13 thing, like, I saw a video, and it's going around. You might have seen this if you look at, like, the Super Bowl is rigged. There's one play specifically. This was, like, the last 2 minutes, under 2 minutes of the fourth quarter, final part of the game here. And the Chiefs had the ball, and it was second down or something. Mahomes ran for 2 yards, so it was, like, it was going to be second and eight. So his first down, he ran it for 2 yards. It was going to be second and eight. They reset it to first and 10. So they gave him a fresh set of downs. So it was like, how does that happen? You know what I mean? And no one said anything. during the game. It just all like happened right after the game, you know, and it reminded me of that thing that happened in 2020, you know?
Oh.
Where you're seeing clips at the bottom of CNN's scroll bar, the tickers.
Yeah, and it was just changing. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're going, how does this happen? And people don't say anything. And I get it because there's a lot of emotion during the game, a lot of alcohol being consumed.
Is this the video you're talking about?
Ooh, this might be it. Yes. Yeah, let's play this, dude.
Okay,
so it says second.
Hold on. So yeah, let's scroll this back. These guys are a little loud and obnoxious, but you'll get the point.
Yeah. I'll turn the volume down a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Blake. And I'm the only motherfucker that caught this shit. Look,
it's first and 10 right now. Watch it. All right, so it's first and 10.
He goes like 2 yards past the line of scrimmage.
2 yards. That'll be second and eight.
Okay, so it says second down.
It should be second and eight, second and seven, right? Second and eight.
Watch that.
And here we go. Now it's going to go to the Super Bowl, little ticker.
Yep.
Should be second, 7, 2, and 8.
Oh,
first and 10.
First and 10 again. What?
Huh.
See? They can't believe themselves.
Yeah.
They put their dicks away. They were so ashamed. I couldn't believe it either.
Yeah, because he went back quite a ways. And then when he ran forward, he didn't gain much yardage to... I mean,
no, yeah. I mean, so that, and there was another video, I didn't save it or anything, but there was a guy who actually played the commentary, and Tony Romo was the commentator, and he was like, oh, looks like he gained about 2 yards, so it's going to be about second and eight here. And it was first and 10. And I'm just like, there was no flags, nothing. So I'm just like, how does this happen? And we don't call it out in the most important game, supposedly, of the year.
Yeah, like Whiskey's comment says, NFL equals WWE.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Hopefully, that gets called out. And hopefully, because I honestly, out of, you know, clips like that taken out of context, I haven't gone back and seen if they've, like, if, yeah, they changed it to first and 10, but they're like, oh, but we fucked up. Let's change it back to second and 8. You know what I mean? I don't know if they did that. So to be fair to them, I was not paying attention that hard, but yeah,
it's weird. It's, I mean, I'm starting to get to the conclusion that nothing is real.
Nothing's right?
real.
Yeah. So yeah, wait until you get to where you don't think Trump is real. Then it starts getting real weird.
Well, nothing on TV is real.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of shit that like, I just feel like, especially with, like, the NFL and that kind of shit, there's so much money entwined that I just, it wouldn't be hard to believe that they aren't just going to allow it to happen however it happens.
Yeah, it's just like betting, you know? Well, it is. It's sports betting, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a shitload of money on the Chiefs. And I think that the spread, they had to win by 4 points and they only won by 3. So even if you bet on the Chiefs, like, winning, you wouldn't have won the spread. So I don't know how that works. I don't think you'd win.
Yeah, I'm not a gambler guy, so I don't know how all that shit works.
Yeah. You know, all in all, it was entertaining. I give it that, you know, like, props to the Chiefs for... setting up a good script. I mean, it was fun to watch.
But speaking of thinking Biden's on his way out, like we mentioned a while ago, on literally the same day as the Super Bowl, right?
Was this yesterday? It happened yesterday?
Yeah.
What happened? Kamala?
Well, Kamala Harris came out and she did an interview or talked to somebody and said she's ready to serve.
Yeah, she's ready to serve, bro. So, serve who, though?
I don't know.
That's the question.
Well, she does have a history of that, so.
You're going to be serving the devil? Oh.
Biden aid scrutiny. Kamala Harris is ready to serve.
How dare she? I cannot believe it.
So, I mean,
so this just came out today.
Yeah, it's literally, like, I think she's, I don't know if she said it today or, this article is just from today. But it's literally like, oh, Super Bowl's over. Biden's losing his fucking mind more and more every day.
Yeah. He tweeted out Dark Brandon.
Yeah. He's Dark Brandon on the side again.
Oh,
now Kamala's like, okay, it's time to start pushing him out. I'm ready to take over, guys.
But, yeah, and this could that turn Hillary, into,
go ahead.
That Hillary article saying like his age is a concern was like within the last couple of days, and now you have Kamala saying, "Hey, you know what? I'm ready to serve." What does the article say? Does it say anything like specifically about what she was addressing? Did she call him out for anything? Or
it was in a Wall Street Journal interview published on Monday. So yeah, it was published today. So she did the interview during the Super Bowl or before.
Okay.
Right? Because they're not just going to do an interview and then publish it the same day.
Yep. Well, I mean, I want to know what she says. Like, what was the context? Like, why did she bring this up?
She said 59-year-old Harris has faced growing scrutiny about her own abilities as the first in line for the presidency should Democrat Biden, 81, be incapacitated or stand down. Quote, I'm ready to serve. There's no question about that, she told the newspaper. Everyone who sees her on the job walks away fully aware of my capacity to lead.
Yeah, this says special counsel Robert Hur said Mr. Biden's memory was so poor that he struggled to remember that he was vice president. Yeah, we talked about this when he didn't remember when his son died. Right. So it's like, how could he be president if he's having such cognitive decline? And, you know, this is despite polling at a record low for Kamala Harris, she says that she's ready. I'm seeing 53.5% of voters disapprove of the vice president.
Yeah, but this
is more from popular than Biden.
What I'm saying, hearing or reading, there's nothing that says like she's like, hey, I'm feeling this way about this, and this is why I'm coming out and saying this. It's just there's scrutiny, and she's like, okay, well, I'm ready to serve.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah.
Whenever you guys decide to get him out of there, I'm ready.
I getcha. Well, yeah, she also had to run the gauntlet of pro-Palestine protesters, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, she was talking about people protesting and all this stuff. Dude, if she becomes the president, like, how uncomfortable? Like,
all right.
Remember when, oh, yeah.
Her cackle.
I mean, she's going to say things that, like, just will be super mind-blowing. Like, time is a thing that you must observe because when you observe it, it spends time. And when you have time to spend and reflect, you will be in the time. You know, it's like, okay, so...
all right.
What's going on at the border?
Well, I mean, this could be, like you were saying before, this could be they're starting the moves to bring someone else in. I mean, Kamala could take over, but does that mean she'll be running for the president for the next president? Or is Kamala going to take over and then be like, yeah, this is too much for me, guys, and then they got to bring someone in, right?
Yeah. I think it's going to be so bad that no matter what happens and whoever they choose, people will be herded like sheep to vote for Trump. Mm. And I felt like that this whole entire time. I'm like, they are making this so bad, so obviously transparently bad on purpose, seemingly, that they are forcing people to vote for Trump. Like, if you don't vote for Trump, you're fucking stupid. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, what? you're not voting for Trump now? When back in 2016, it was the exact opposite. It was like, whoa, dude, you're going to vote for that racist piece of shit.
True. I mean, it's already kind of doing that. He's every fucking primary that a state has had, he's won big time. Mm-hmm. Every single one so far.
Yeah.
But that's just that's just the RNC primaries, obviously. But I just seen another thing. Fuck, I don't remember who put it out. It was another poll on the economy. And now Trump is ahead of all Democrats, including Biden, by 11 points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and so like Danielson says, almost like there's a plan, Greg. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't know if... So the like I don't think we're privy to what quote plan would be. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
there could be a plan way above our fucking heads that not you know, somebody writing on a 4chan board might not know everything, or if they do know, they're not going to tell you exactly.
Yeah,
right. So I'm just saying, like, there it's making it so obvious, and like, yeah, you can get into this whole like, this is the year of the boomerang and all that stuff, and I'm like, okay, I get it, but what's the end goal? You know, like, we get Trump back in, and at to what end? Like, what is Trump really going to do? And well, I mean, I don't know, I've been looking a lot into that stuff.
As far as he says the stuff he's going to do, like, and I don't think it'll be just him. I think it'll be, I think if he gets in there, then obviously the people that are on the right side are going to, in the House and in the Senate and Congress, are going to be on the fucking road to doing things different too. And people have already mentioned, like,
maybe
doing like an audit on the Federal Reserve. I think, what's his name?
Massey?
Yeah, Massey or I don't, someone like that. They were saying that they think it's time that an audit needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, so if that happens and then we find out that there's gnarly shit going on with the Federal Reserve, then that's going to bring in this whole fucking thing where people have been talking about getting away from the central bank system and changing the currency and all that shit.
Yeah.
Trump's already said about getting away from taxes.
Yeah, I definitely think that there's going to be a decision to be made on what is the new national currency. And I, you know, like, this could go into a long conversation, but that's where it's like, do we go into the crypto market? You know, will there be a Fed coin?
I don't think it'll be. I don't know if it'll be anything controlled by the Fed.
Yeah,
I have a feeling it's going to be a mixture. It's going to be a mixture of, I don't think the dollar is going to go away. It might not be owned by the Federal Reserve anymore, but I think the U.S. dollar is still going to be around. But I think it's going to be a mixture between physical and digital assets.
I hope so. I mean, because physical, you can control that and you're not being monitored unless it has some sort of tracking chip in it.
Yeah.
But I mean, Trump touted the whole 5G towers. He's like, you know, and I'm not saying 5G causes cancer or anything like bullshit like that. I'm just saying, like, 5G allows for further connectivity. So you can have a web to track your ass. You know what I mean? So it does fit the whole surveillance state.
But it does a lot more than just that.
True. Yeah. I mean, when you're looking at logistics and, you know, tracking systems and, you know, like Amazon or like FedEx or UPS services that have these tracker chips.
Just
in them.
Internet in general.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's always constantly wanting faster and faster internet. And there's only one way to do that.
True. But is that detrimental? You know, like, I want it and I want it now.
Well, I mean, the way society and the world is going. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you,
it is.
I mean, if the internet was to slow down to a snail's pace like it was when we were kids, or everything would come crashing down.
Yeah. Well, and I think eventually that will happen, right? That's what everybody's been predicting is going to happen this year with the alien invasion or alien contacts. There's going to be some sort of disconnection point.
Who knows?
You know?
Who knows? I mean, it's always a possibility that something catastrophic happens, but by who and by when, for what reason, who the fuck knows. I was I was actually seeing this video. It was a clip that I seen on TikTok that was from the Gaia channel.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Big Ron's channel.
Yeah. And they were talking about they found there's these temples that they I'm always brain farting on names of this shit. But I knew of them and they've been around for a while, but they've recently been like kind of almost like rediscovering or looking into it further. And they
Where's the location at?
It's one of the like it's that fucking temples and like ruins that are on top of like a mountain or whatever. Mm. I can't
like the Mayan ruins?
No, not Mayan. It's different.
Hmm.
But they were saying that they found in all these different ruins that like they were covered in sand, mm-hmm. but they figured out that the sand is from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Mm.
Like the sand didn't come from there, and they figured so like and they the found the more they dug, the more of the ruin they found. So they're like, this was buried. Someone buried this on purpose.
Okay.
To cover something up.
Yeah, it's almost like Antarctica, almost. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you're kind of rooting for global warming, so that way you can see what's under Antarctica.
Yeah, they were saying, like, they think that the way these structures are and the architecture, that there was some kind of technology that was around, that somebody came in and decided, we can't let people know about this any further. And they came mm-hmm. and destroyed stuff and buried stuff. And they were saying that's why, and a lot of these like pyramids, not all of them, but a lot of them are missing like the capstone off of them. They're saying that there's meaning and purpose behind those things. And we're starting to figure out more and more about this.
Yeah. That's like the shit that I want to know about, but honestly, I never think that we're going to know, because when I think about like, okay, if somebody did have that information, who would it be? And my mind instantly goes to the Vatican.
Mm, yeah.
You know, like the Vatican frickin' library that they have.
Oh, yeah, the underground fucking vault museum or whatever. Yeah.
Yes. Not only that, but there's a lot of Freemasonic libraries that have, like, thousands of books on various, like, occult knowledge and history that we've never heard of and all this crazy shit. You know what I mean? And have you heard about like the lost scribes, the Dead Sea Scrolls and all that stuff?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like just that in alone, like how did a boy come across those in a pot in an abandoned cave? Like what are the odds that he found that? And was that on purpose or was that like part of this revelation period where they go, oh yeah, now is the time that we need to let humanity read the rest of the story,
because
these were like scripts and books that were taken out of the Bible, like the Book of Enoch, yeah, I think was part of the Dead Sea Scrolls. And so it's like where it's talking about fallen angels and Nephilim blood.
Yeah, with that thing I watched too, they referenced like some tablets that are super ancient, but they described all these locations. And all these like worship people that were like from Atlantis and like all this mm-hmm. stuff. And like they're depicting exactly what we're finding.
Yeah. So it makes you wonder. It's like, do they want us to want this? You know, like I want to know. They're making it like very intriguing, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would want to know. Like mm-hmm. I've always said that. Like all these fucking, ideas always come from somewhere. Inspiration has to come from something. You just don't all of a sudden pop into your head and everyone knows what a fucking wizard is now.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Like, I feel like there was some different fucking shit going on way, way before humanity as it is can remember, or like maybe we've forgotten on purpose. Who knows? But I have a feeling that there is shit before time we can even see. Or think about that there was some crazy magical fucking.
Yeah. Like Harry Potter shit.
I don't know about Harry Potter shit.
Come on, baby. Let's go there.
But no, I mean, I feel like some of that has to be true.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone just has the imagination to come up with these this shit that people have been talking about in these books and tablets for thousands of years, mm-hmm. and then it just stick around for that long.
Well, there are like fables or like the way that you make a story stick is you make it so extraordinary and you make it kind of like you have a hero and a villain, you know what I mean? And so that's why a lot of people think that not a lot of people, but you get these religious motifs that overlap, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like the Jesus Christ, the sun come, it's like a solar god, you know, there's a lot of overlap there. There's a lot of stuff that doesn't overlap as well, don't get me wrong, but you get a lot of these traditions and kind of synchronicities across various religions, and it makes a good belief story, you know, like Osiris and his brother Set, you know, they fight to a battle of the death. He cuts them up and throws them into the ocean. And then Osiris's son rises Osiris from the dead, and then he goes into battles, you know, it's just like very epic.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's like what the Lion King was based off of, the Disney Lion King story, you know, where Scar kills Mufasa and then Simba gets the revenge, you know? So I don't know. I think like, yes, and I don't know what started this conversation. Joe Biden's fucking old or something. But,
I don't know. I don't know either.
Yeah. I think like the whole, there's two sides of the coin, right? There's like, I'm exploring this kind of black-pilled side,
mm-hmm.
and I don't necessarily agree with it, but I'm exploring it to see like, oh, that's interesting how these things align around Donald Trump, right?
Yeah.
Because this black-pilled thing is Donald Trump is not a good guy, and he's going to bring about, you know, the Antichrist system and all this stuff. I'm just exploring the idea. So there's that side, but then there's like, okay, so if there is no hope or anything, and our only hope is Jesus Christ, you know, like that's what this is goes to. What does that look like? And like, okay, so you're saying Jesus comes back and saves everybody. Like, so, okay, am I going to have food to eat? Or are we going to, like, do I not care about that stuff anymore?
And that's where that all that thought process is, ends up losing me, honestly.
Right? It's like, because then they're like, I don't know what that looks like.
Yeah, you're like, okay, so what's the fucking outcome? There's like, I don't know, man. Just roll with it. Mm. I'm just like,
to be like, you got to believe in Jesus and he'll save you. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. I get you. Like, no, I
understand.
With that too,
I understand having faith, but at the same time, even if you have faith in something, you have to have an idea of what the outcome is going to be.
Yeah. I got to have a plan here, bro. Like I got a family.
Like
feed,
you can know? Have faith and have faith in God and Jesus. And you, but you know, the outcome is heaven.
Yeah.
That's the outcome. So
I'm like, okay, so we all die and go to heaven. Okay. That's, you know, okay. I guess that's it. So that, and you know, that's where I'm going. Okay. So at the end of this whole black pilled road, and I don't want to say black pilled in Jesus. It's like, it just, that's kind of what it is. You know what I mean? It's like either you just like everybody's evil and it's just Jesus Christ and you put your faith in him. And then, you know, because if you're putting your faith in Donald Trump, he's not going to save you. He's a false prophet. And, you know, he's put in the way to like make you believe and follow this false light story. And you're being deceived away from Jesus. And I'm like, okay, but
how do you know? Again, how do you know that whoever's telling you that isn't deceiving you?
Right. It's like not only that, but how do we know that the Bible is true? Like, I'm just going to go out and say it. You know what I mean? Like, you have all these religious texts and you're like, okay, so the Bible is the real one. Well, what if you're a Muslim? They think that the Quran.
No,
I've
said that a bunch. Like, as many times as all these things have been written and rewritten and stories taken out and stories putting back in. And like, I'm just like, how do we know what the fuck is what?
Exactly. Like, but see, those are the conversations you can't have without being blasphemous and they call you a heretic. And it's like, no, we want to have those uncomfortable conversations because it's like we need to understand what's real and what's true or we will never go forward.
Well, that, you know, and all those things had to have been translated from a different language. So when they were translated originally, how do we know for a fact before it was too late and already published that it was translated absolutely perfectly?
Yeah. Well, not only that, but, you know, text was taken out of it.
Yeah, exactly. You have so things taken out and like different things put in from other books, and you're just like, I don't know. And it's all just a bunch of stories anyway, apparently. So I don't know. I've never actually read the whole Bible.
Well, I do think that they are tricking Christians into following that this is like the end times. This is the revelation pathway. And honestly, I'm leaning more towards that than I am towards the whole black pill thing. But
yeah,
I don't know. Very, very strange.
Speaking of strange, you had this other article that you sent over about,
about
Chernobyl.
Yeah, so this is very strange. This came out a couple days ago, and apparently they're observing mutant wolves that have been roaming Chernobyl, like in the debilitated nuclear.
By mutant, are you saying that these wolves are unlike anything, any other wolf we've ever seen physically, the way it looks, or it's mutant,
yes,
or that the radiation has caused some other changes?
I think they're transsexual wolves, okay? I think the men grew boobs.
Oh,
and
so they're actually like, they're actually like a werewolf. They walk around on 2 feet, and
I think so.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Yeah, they go to Paris every now and then, but it is what it is, you know?
In London, they go to London.
Yes, that's what I meant. I don't know. The whole thing is that these things, these mutant wolves, have been roaming around the nuclear wasteland of Chernobyl,
mm-hmm,
and scientists think that they are now maybe possibly like the cure for cancer. Because
they have the cure.
Yeah, so they have developed this cancer-resilient genome.
Hmm.
So this is saying that because they have developed this cancer-resilient genome, they could be the key to helping humans fight deadly disease.
Yeah, you just extract that genome and you replicate it, right?
Yeah, and so like down towards the bottom of the article, you don't have to go there, but it does say that the findings are especially valuable because scientists have learned that canines fight off cancer more similarly to the way that humans do, as opposed to rats, you know, because they always use rats for these studies.
Well, if canines are closer, do it more similar than rats and stuff do, why wouldn't they just use canine to test stuff?
Well, there's the Anthony Fauci way to test canines on things, and I'm sure they do test canines with things just in different countries where, you know, you won't have PETA coming after your
ass. But you wouldn't have to like just store a bunch of fucking dogs in a warehouse in cages and just like, okay, bring number 37 in.
Exactly.
You could get some, like, take blood samples and stuff and then do it with that, right?
Yeah, so that's actually what they did is, so these wild animals have managed to adapt and survive at high levels of radiation. And this power plant exploded in 1986, so they've been living through this shit ever since then.
Yeah, it says in 38 years.
Yes.
38 years since the nuclear disaster.
Yeah, and so they have, in 2014, you have this Kara Love, she's an evolutionary biologist, ecotoxicologist, blah, blah, blah. So she's been studying how the mutant wolves have evolved to survive in Chernobyl, right? Because of all the radioactivity.
Yeah.
In 2014, she and her colleagues went inside of Chernobyl and put these GPS tracking collars on the wolves.
Mm.
And they took blood samples from the animals to understand the responses to cancer-causing radiations. And with the specialized collars, the researchers can get a real-time measurement of where the wolves are and how much radiation they're exposed to.
Yeah, how much they're involved in it and how for what length of time.
Exactly. And what they found was that the wolves were exposed to more than 6 times the legal safety limit for humans. I don't know if that's lethal, but it's the legal safety limit.
Mm. So it's kind of like how people say, if you're allergic to peanut butter, just slowly introduce peanut butter into your diet and then you won't become allergic anymore.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, if allergies cause cancer, but yeah. So it's just like, how ironic would it be that you had this catastrophe over in Chernobyl that ends up curing cancer. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's like, this is the worst thing ever. We never want to have a radioactive thing like this ever spill. Meanwhile, it's like what is necessary to find the cure for cancer.
How long until all these scientists are dead?
Oh, boy. Yeah. They're probably going to be like, oh, it must have been the radiation that got them.
Yeah. You spend too much time over there with the fucking dogs.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, you just... Your genes weren't adapted like the wolves, so it makes sense that you would die.
It is crazy, though. I wonder why, since they... Because obviously the radiation has been, like, slowly dissipating over the last 38, 40 years, right?
You'd think.
Because people can go in there now. They were never able to just go there.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes me wonder, like... Did the animals, because they're saying over that time, animals and wildlife have reclaimed the whole area.
Mm-hmm.
So are the animals smart enough to feel the radiation? So they go in there and then they're like, oh shit, and they got to back off. And otherwise, if they just went in there directly, they'd all die.
This does say that the dogs were immediately in the area after the disaster and have adapted better than other species like birds, which experienced extreme genetic defects as a result of the toxic radiation. So there's been certain animal breeds that did not handle this well.
Some did die, and then some grew a couple heads, and then,
yep.
And then the wolves.
Some, I think, turned gay.
The wolves are just like, this is fucking easy.
Yeah, the wolves are just like, what? What's your problem, bro? Come on, pussy.
I mean, what better animal to just be the epitome of badassery and just live through nuclear fallout and just like,
well,
I'm coming out
like,
the other side of this, saving the fucking human race.
Well, and imagine like what they have to eat is just covered in radioactive shit.
Oh, yeah. Because not only are they like physically surrounded by it, the radiation itself, they're also ingesting it.
Mm-hmm.
Directly from things within the area that are just covered in it.
Well, and I found that this, like the timing of this article was very odd too, because you have the Leave the World Behind show come out, right? About like Civil War.
Oh, yeah.
You have the Civil War movie coming out in April. You also out in April, you have Fallout, which is it's going to be a TV show. I don't remember what it's going to be on, but it's based on the video game I've been playing. It's
the video
badass
game, yeah.
But that is about a radioactive bomb that goes off, a nuclear war, and living in the post-apocalyptic type of, you know, like Chernobyl life. So it's kind of like you have all of these stories aligning here. It's like, oh well,
so basically radioactivity makes things happen to different species in different ways, so there's a chance something or people could end up with, if like a nuclear bomb did go off, we got into nuclear war, some of us could come out of it with superpowers.
Well, so, and that is part of Fallout. There's a cult in the Fallout game called the Children of Atom, but it's ATOM, like the atom bomb.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And some of them they're not affected by radiation.
Yeah.
So they worship radiation.
Hmm.
And they're like, it brings about the change. And, you know, to join the cult, you got to drink from the diluted river and all that stuff, or the polluted river. And it's like one of those things where you're going, okay. And there are super mutants that are created,
mm-hmm.
you know?
If I remember right, too, there's at least in the one I played, there was people that had almost like a mind reading power also.
Not in the one that I have, but. There are AI robots. They're called synths. Synthetic humans that look like, it's just like Terminators, dude. They look like real humans and you don't know.
Which one
and
are you
so
playing?
They're always Fallout 4.
Okay.
Yeah. It got Game of the Year. So we bought that one, even though it's like 8 years old or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited for the series because I think that's where they're trying to go here. And we've heard of like stories in the past that like this nuclear threat is going to happen.
Oh yeah.
You know, like North Korea has been lighting off these freaking missiles and all this crap.
Well, it's interesting too that like the nuclear stuff, the just all the shit we've talked about in this episode, and then
aliens,
like just the
aliens disarming nukes,
and then the Putin interview comes out, and he's like, "I'm not actually doing any of this. Like, I have never threatened anybody with nuclear rings." He even said in that interview that that'd be the dumbest thing that could be done.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, all
like
the
exactly
propaganda,
what libertarians
our,
have been
yeah,
saying.
All the propaganda our country's been feeding us that Putin's gonna launch a nuke. The nuclear risk is high right now, and he's sitting over there going, "I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about. That'd be dumb."
Yeah, he's like, "Why would I do that? I'm winning the war." Like blowing a nuke off is like last resort.
It's just interesting, like the two narratives combating each other.
Yeah. Well, supposedly the part two of that interview came out, and like, don't get me wrong, I think Putin is just as, you know, like freaking skunky as all of them.
Mm.
But it is odd to see the two narratives come out, and you're seeing like this anti-Putin narrative even heightened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Tucker Carlson, how could he do this? Blah, blah, blah. But I think that stuff's on purpose to make you feed into the whole Putin's a good guy more and more and more. Like the two sides of the media, I think, work together like that. They make you, it is obvious. Like it's so transparent. It's so not transparent, but it's so like blatantly like in your face that how could he do this? And blah, blah, blah. Trump's a liar. He's a bigot. Blah, blah. When you can like see with your own eyes, you're going, well, he's not acting like that. And I'm not seeing any evidence of this. Like
yeah.
The more that you try to go after Trump, the more he's just proven that innocent. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of builds his base and gives his base even like a stronger foothold to stand on, you know, like more clout. They go, whoa, well, you tried here. This didn't work. You tried here. This didn't work. You tried here. Which is leading down the road to a Trump assassination, dude. Like that, I mean, Tucker's Carl, he's called out. He talked to Trump about this.
Mm-hmm.
He's talked to like Adam Carolla, Dan Bongino's even talked about this. They're like, dude, you tried indicting the guy, that didn't work. You tried arresting him, that didn't work. What's next? I mean, they're gonna try to kill him.
That's the only thing. The next thing is him actually physically going to jail. If they try to put him in jail, and if that doesn't work, if that doesn't kill his numbers or kill his chances at all, then that's the next step, I think.
They pull the plug. Yeah, or if he does go to jail, they try to pull the plug like a Jeffrey Epstein type of, you know.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he'll have secret security around him, like 24/7.
Yeah. For sure.
But yeah, I'm
you
glitching.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Woo, I'm back.
just in time to end it. We're there.
Yeah. Good show, dude.
Yeah, bud.
Well, thanks for joining everybody on Patreon. It was fun. Everybody's talking about aliens. Werewolves have my vote, says Banielson.
Oh yeah. Remember, if you guys are watching this, and you weren't in the live, make sure you join up on Patreon, because no matter what tier you're on, you get the live early access. And then if you want to jump up to the $10 one, you can also get the call-in shows every Friday too.
Hell yeah. Love you guys.
All right.
Chris, good talk.
Later, dude.
Until Wednesday.
Bye. Peace.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.